Over time, a group of people who live together come to share certain ways of doing things, celebrating certain events, developing common beliefs and values, developing certain skills for survival, and sharing a common knowledge about the world and themselves. Culture is expressed in their social rules and laws, the consequences for breaking them in their art and written history, and in stories they tell and their folklore. This understanding of culture can also be seen in institutions, such as in how families are structured, for example, who's head of the family. Another example would be how children are educated, and whether boys and girls are educated equally. How work is divided up, and how leaders are chosen is another example. All of these are part of a shared culture. Culture affects how we work with families and helps determine who should be included in the planning process, for example, immediate and extended family. It also affects how the family reacts to collaboration, in which some families may view you, a teacher, therapist, social worker, or family service provider, as an expert who'll provide the answers and not wish to be part of a team collaboration. When we define culture, we mean something much broader than just race and ethnicity. It's really one's values and beliefs and the ways in which these can be influenced by our surroundings.